Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, April 4th. Tesla is aiming to release the ability for autopilot to navigate intersections in just a few weeks in the United States, but it will take months for this feature to reach other markets. CEO Elon Musk says, quote, "I am hoping to roll out traffic lights and stops to wide U.S. release in a few weeks, probably a worldwide release in third quarter, so many variations in each country. Very important to make sure this is done right." Sandy Monroe, a manufacturing expert, has taken on the task of disassembling a newly delivered Model Y and has streamed the results online. In a recent update, Monroe gives his first impressions on the Model Y's wiring, brakes, quick disconnects, and rear body structure. Monroe was critical of the same segment during a Model 3 breakdown. However, this time around, he is noting that he is not disappointed. Tesla has started pushing a new software update that enables drivers to review videos from TeslaCam and Sentry Mode directly in the car. Sentry Mode and Dashcam perform similar protective functions of recording the car when parked and recording the car while driving, respectively. Previously, viewing the videos was quite the pain, but now in an update that Tesla started pushing last night, the automaker created a new dashcam viewer feature that enables Tesla owners to watch the videos directly in the car. Tesla has managed to beat delivery expectations by delivering over 88,000 cars during the first quarter of 2020. Amidst the COVID-19 pandemic and industry analysts expecting an average delivery number of 77,000, the automaker confirmed that it actually delivered 88,400 cars during the first quarter. Volkswagen has released a series of videos about some of the more interesting features of the ID.3 electric car, including an impressive heads-up display. The system projects an image onto the windshield, which the video portrays as showing not only real-time directions, but also portrays the directive arrows literally following and scaling the intersection as the car moves. Now, this is as if the translucent direction arrows exist in the street. The ID.3 is definitely showcasing some impressive software. Now, with that in mind, the Volkswagen ID.3 is slated for a release of this summer, despite reports of software issues causing delays. And now, an internal Volkswagen document reveals that production of the e-Golf, Volkswagen's current but discontinued best-selling EV, will be extended through around September. Chevrolet increased first quarter 2020 sales of the Bolt EV by 36.1% compared to a year ago. The rise in purchases of the all-electric Bolt defied a lackluster quarter for Chevrolet overall. BMW's majority-owned Chinese company, BMW Brilliance, began construction this week of a 3.2-square-kilometer plant. The expanded facility will help BMW produce 150,000 EVs a year in China. The new plant in Tiexi, China, will use BMW's flexible manufacturing so it can produce EVs, plug-in hybrids, and gas-powered vehicles on the same assembly lines. Series production will begin in 2022. After auto sales have tanked this March due to the pandemic, Ford became the first automaker to propose a government stimulus program for the auto industry. Mark Leneve, Ford Vice President of U.S. Sales and Marketing, told Bloomberg, quote, "We think some level of stimulus somewhere on the other side of the world would help not only the auto industry and our dealers, which are a huge part of the overall economy, but will help the customers as well. We're in discussions about what would be the most appropriate." General Motors announced that it will work with Honda to produce two next-generation EVs. Honda will develop the two models using unique interior and exterior designs, and they will be powered by General Motors' recently unveiled Ultium battery system. Rick Schostek, Executive Vice President of American Honda Motor Company, said, quote, "This collaboration will put together the strength of both companies, while combined scale and manufacturing efficiencies will ultimately provide greater value to customers." Now, these Honda vehicles are expected to go on sale in the United States and Canada in the 2024 model year. Korea's Hyundai is reportedly now renovating mega-sized gas stations into EV charging stations. According to Azu Daily, an Asian business publication, Hyundai plans to open an EV charging station with 8 ultra-fast chargers in a remodeled gas station in eastern Seoul later this year. Hyundai told Electrek that the company is considering gas stations as one of several outlets for operation of fast chargers. Now, Hyundai also informed us that Seoul alone already has 47 gas stations with fast charging. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief and Climate Crisis Weekly, Donald Trump will be holding a meeting today with oil executives at the White House. This is in response to plunging prices, overproduction, bankruptcies, and layoffs. The apparent goal of the oil executives is to brief Trump on the dire situation in the oil industry and encourage him to push Saudi Arabia to back off increased oil production. In a report to Green Tech Media, Germany is generating a record amount of clean energy in the north, but its grid is too weak to transport all the power to the load centers in the south. This is a good problem to have, I suppose. Arthur Wins, a climate change advisor to the World Health Organization, wrote an op-ed for the World Economic Forum about how climate change and the coronavirus are linked. He notes the current strain on the medical industry, societal inequality as a barrier for health service, societal behavioral changes, and a renewed priority focus on life itself. The COP26 UN Climate Summit in Glasgow has been postponed until 2021 as a result of COVID-19. The United Kingdom, who was actually co-hosting the event with Italy and the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, has jointly made this announcement. British environmentalist and documentary filmmaker Sir David Attenborough was interviewed by the United Kingdom magazine Big Issue in early March about the climate crisis, and he said, quote, "In times of crisis, the natural world is a source of both joy and solace. The natural world produces the comfort that can come from nothing else. And we are part of the natural world. If we damage the natural world, we damage ourselves." Former U.S. President Barack Obama rarely wades into the current administration's politics, but he made a statement on Twitter on Tuesday criticizing pandemic denial and how even more dire consequences could occur if climate change denial continues. Quote, "We've seen all too terribly the consequences of those who denied warnings of a pandemic. We can't afford any more consequences of climate denial." On Monday, London-headquartered banking giant Barclays bowed to investor pressure and announced that it would work to reach net zero emissions by 2050. Barclays will align all of its financial activities with the Paris Agreement, starting with the energy and power sectors. As a result of the lack of human presence, hawksbill sea turtles, which are considered a critically endangered species, laid their eggs along the Pernambuco beaches. Only government workers were there to witness the momentous occasion of the hatchlings, and they watched the baby turtles crawl to the ocean and swim into the Atlantic without any interference from human crowds. In a similar vein, a herd of around 110 wild Kashmiri goats have taken over the empty streets of Llandudno, Wales, where the residents are in lockdown during the coronavirus pandemic. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, electric bikes and scooters have been legalized in New York City. The new regulations will legalize not only pedal-assist bicycles that travel up to 20 miles an hour while the user pedals, but also the more controversial throttle-controlled e-bikes that can hit speeds of 25 miles an hour and don't require any pedaling. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.